Again, our memory verse for July is Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And what a needful truth. I recall years ago when my father was going through some tough times in the ministry, and a pastor friend called him to encourage him. And this friend said, Bob, I have just the prescription your heart needs. And he said, it's Isaiah 26:3. And then he proceeded to quote the verse. Well, Dad would later say, as he recollected that conversation, what assurance, what strength, what hope that verse gave to him. And thankfully, you and I can experience this same shalom in the midst of our life's journey. We're going to look at not only verse 3, but verse 4. And verse 4 says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Now, the context of Isaiah 26 is a song that will be confidently sung by the redeemed in their land when the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, establishes his millennial kingdom. Now, certainly we are not presently experiencing Christ's millennial reign, but this Prince of Peace can even now govern our hearts. When Jesus governs our hearts, the result is there is perfect peace. Think about that. When you govern your heart, you're not going to have peace. But when Jesus governs your heart, there will be perfect peace. Our outline has 5 points. The first point is the author of divine peace. Point number 2 is the description of divine peace. Point number 3, the recipients of divine peace. Point 4, the prescription for divine peace. And then our last point is the assurance of divine peace. Who is the author of divine peace? Well, it obviously is the Lord. Verse 3 begins by saying, thou. It is God through the person of Jesus Christ, called in Isaiah 9:6 the Prince of Peace. This creator of peace is the very embodiment of peace itself, who said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Who said, in me ye can have peace. Meaning he is the one who can guide our feet in the way of peace. He is the one who can give us peace always. Which brings us to our second point, which is the description of divine peace. Now, the prophet continues to say, thou wilt keep him. And the Hebrew for the word keep means to guard, to protect. And then the Hebrew used for perfect peace is actually shalom, shalom. You know, the word shalom, you all know, means peace. Well, in the Hebrew, you actually have it said twice. The King James calls it perfect peace. The Hebrew actually is saying shalom, shalom. And the repetition communicates intensity. It isn't just shalom, it is shalom, shalom that goes beyond human comprehension. It is a peace that really is a peace which expresses the depth of the tranquility which flows into the heart. Like the waves of the ocean which never cease to wash the world's beaches. So this peace of God never ceases to wash away the anxiety, the worry, the fretting of life. And as we know, there's a lot of anxiety. There's much worry. We even fret. We live in a world that's just really just on fire. And yet we can, in the midst of all of this, have perfect peace. And so we sing, peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above, sweep over my spirit, forever I pray, in fathomless billows of love. Now please understand that this peace is not freedom from sorrow. It's not assured prosperity. It's not a certainty of success, but it's an inward ease of the heart without which even prosperity would be a burden. Further, this peace is not indifference. It's not a stupefaction of despair. It is peace amid personal anxieties. It's a peace amid the contests of the world. It's a peace amid the wrestlings of sin and the attacks of the evil one. It's peace amid the conflicting emotions of sickness, the pain of death, the realities of the future world. And it is peace amid every situation of life. No matter what the circumstances are, the psalmist says, and we can echo, I will lay me down in peace. And I exclaim, what a description of this divine peace. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Which brings me to the recipients of divine peace. The prophet writes, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. And who is this him? Well, the recipient of this perfect peace is the Christian who, first of all, has received peace with God. Remember that verse in Romans 5:1? Therefore, being justified by faith, we have what? Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But then to daily experience the peace of God, we must fulfill what we find in our fourth point, which is the prescription of divine peace. And this is a prescription we can all give out. You don't need a medical license to share this prescription with others. And we find this healing prescription in the two words, stayed and trust. Stayed and trust. Whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Now before we define stayed and trust or trusteth, let me comment on the word mind. To be kept in perfect peace is a matter of the mind, meaning the Christian's life is not an unthinking life of just doing or experiencing. It is also about thinking, and so where we set our minds is essential if we are to enjoy this divine peace. Remember, we are transformed by the renewing of our what? Minds. We are to have the mind of Christ. And what does the mind of Christ do? It sets its affection on what? Things above. And so to be kept in this perfect peace, our minds must be stayed on God. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Now, according to Strong's dictionary, the Hebrew word for stayed comes from the root to prop, and has the idea to lean upon, to take hold of, to bear up, to establish, to uphold, to lay, to lean, to rest. Which makes the point, to have this peace, our minds must be established upon Christ. Our minds must be totally leaning upon him. Our minds must be stayed on the Lord. We sing the hymn, stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised what? Perfect peace and rest. Friends, if our minds are stayed on ourselves, on our problems, on people, or anything else, we cannot experience this perfect peace. Throughout the day, we have things coming at us, get phone calls, get texts, have conversations, maybe with our spouse, maybe with our children, maybe with our grandchildren. Maybe we run a red light. And you know what? That can be cause for a very unpeaceful moment. Amen. But honestly, in every circumstance of life, even when Satan, we sense, is attacking us, you know, Satan likes to get our minds set on everything else but the Lord. But when we stay our minds on the Lord, an amazing thing happens. Now, practically, how do we stay our minds upon the Lord? Well, this verse tells us by trusting in him. Trusting in him. Now, isn't it true what or who we keep our minds stayed on is what or who we are trusting? And so when we trust in the Lord, we stay our minds on Him. Proverbs 3:5 expresses this truth. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and do what? Lean not unto thine own understanding. The Hebrew word for lean in Proverbs 3:5 comes from the same root word as stayed in Isaiah 26:3. And so when we trust in the Lord, when we do not lean on our own understanding, rather, we lean on the Lord, and so to trust Him is to lean upon Him. To trust Him is to be sustained by Him. To trust Him is to be upheld by Him. The battle for trust in our lives begins in our minds. So if we trust the Lord, it will show in our actions, but it will begin in our minds. And when we trust Him, we are promised that we will experience perfect peace. Now we come to the assurance of this peace, and that's found in verse 4, where the prophet says, trust in the Lord forever. And what does that tell us? Our trust is to be what? Eternal, it is to be what? Continual. Isn't it true that we're kind of on and off? You know, we'll trust the Lord in this situation, this circumstance, but maybe when something is really hard or really difficult or maybe even really small, we try to take matters into our own hands and we try to make it happen. You know, I can promise you whenever I've tried to make something happen, I was never left with a peace in my soul. But when we trust in the Lord forever, we are promised that the Lord Jehovah is our everlasting strength. And I think you could almost say that everlasting strength and perfect peace are really synonymous. And here we have the confidence and assurance that when we stay our minds on the Lord, perfect peace is ours because the Lord is everlasting strength. Let me give you two thoughts communicated by the name Lord Jehovah. First, the name Jehovah emphasizes the absolute, unlimited, unchangeable, eternal being of God. God said to Moses, I am that I am. Now, we are what we were made from, and at some time we will cease to be what we are. But God is what He is because He is, meaning He is the source, He is the sustainer of His own being. He is changeless and eternal. James says there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning with God. And then second, the name Jehovah, by its place in the history of the Revelation, conveys the name of the God who has entered into a covenant with His people, which means He remains bound by His covenant to bless us. For God is forever faithful to His covenant. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So be assured then that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them who diligently do what? Seek Him. To those who trust Him, God will be faithful. Now, the phrase everlasting strength is literally the rock of ages. And so Isaiah is saying, in the Lord we find the rock of ages, an unchangeable defense against all that can steal away our peace, like the daily news. And thus we are safe in His changeless strength. And so when we stay our minds on Christ, when we trust Him, when we lean upon Him, because He is our eternal rock of ages, we are assured that He then keeps us in shalom, shalom, peace, peace, in perfect peace. Friends, my admonition is have a steadfast waiting for this continual flow of grace-giving peace. Again, this verse so encouraged my father to rest in the peace that passeth understanding during his difficult season. And may we know as well this divine peace even today, July 13th, 2022, because our minds are stayed on Jehovah. And may we be ready and willing to share Isaiah 26, 3 and 4 with someone who needs it, just like my father's friend shared it with him so many years ago. These verses are timeless. These verses are true yesterday. Because they were true yesterday, they are true today, and they will be true forever.